So, how many planners have you tried and failed to actually use? Before even trying them, how many weekly planners, yearly planners, quarterly planners, how many planners have you purchased or downloaded and never made use of? You're not failing at using planners because of the planner itself or because a planner just isn't going to be your thing. You don't need a planner. It's not working for you because you don't need one. Everyone would be helped by keeping a weekly planner, but it can be so much simpler than any system out there would lead you to believe. I'm Misty Winkler, author of Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done, and How to Use a Planner Without Wasting Time. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to use a planner without wasting time. Because a planner is supposed to save you time, not take a whole lot of time to set up or use. If the planner isn't saving you time, it's not doing its job. And so this is why so many prepared planners you just buy outright, or templates that you purchase and put together into your own binder system, all of these tend to overcomplicate the matter. Now, sometimes they can be helpful, but only if you actually know what you need out of it. And so, to make any kind of planner helpful, we actually have to start by taking it back to the bare bones and doing only what matters most, your minimum viable planner. And there is no better minimum viable planner than an index card. So let me walk you through using just one index card as your complete weekly planner in this video. Grab a basket of laundry to fold and let's dig in. Having a weekly planner is a sanity-saving tactic. When we have information outside of our heads on a physical reference that we can look at and work from, it saves our brain power and it becomes a focal point for our attention as well, which is a scarce commodity these days. Whatever we can do to harness our attention better and direct it where it's actually going to be helpful and not get lost and distracted, the better. Which is one reason why planning apps and task apps can be such a problem. It's because whenever we give ourselves an excuse to pick up our phone, saying, "I'm gonna, be productive with my phone," the bad habits of using our phones for distraction will come right in on the heels of that productivity and snatch that productivity right away. An analog system saves our attention, prevents that automatic distraction excuse, especially when that analog planner is super small, super clear, and super easy. And that's why an index card is all you really need for a weekly planner, or what we call inside Convivial Circle, a weekly dashboard. Now, when we talk about setting up planners, working your plan, rolling with the punches, doing the right next thing in the Work Your Plan course in Convivial Circle, we talk about setting up a weekly dashboard as one shortcut, quick stop place to look at what is on your plate right now. And that means it has to be filled with what is actually on your plate and not your wishful thinking. The way most of us waste our time in planning is by planning wishful thinking rather than planning our actual responsibilities. Planning is not the secret sauce that makes us control our lives or do all the things. Planning is a way we actually keep ourselves focused on what matters and not be distracted. So we can do that with an index card. And one great reason to do it on an index card is precisely because it is small. Using something as small as an index card reminds us that our time is limited. Sometimes when we make wishful thinking plans, we plan as if we had all the time in the world. But planning on an index card is a tangible, visible reminder that our time and our attention and our energies are all limited. And so we have to plan accordingly. Now, this is the way I put together a weekly dashboard on an index card. Up at the top, I put the week, the dates, because remembering the date is a huge part of staying on top of things. I also keep track of what interval or week I'm in. So whatever term that is for our homeschool, or I also keep track of where we are at in the current quarter, since I plan my business by quarters. Then the real heart of the weekly dashboard is keeping track of a top three for the week. Now, I also recommend picking a top three for every day. And we're going to talk about that more in the next video and how that daily top three fits onto this exact same index card. You could use another index card, but honestly, doubling the number of index cards you're using to keep track of your life is probably not the best idea. Just using this one and changing out a post-it note on, I don't want to give too much away. Come back for the next video. But you want to pick a weekly top three. Those things that have to happen this week. So I'll give you my top three this week for an example, and I'm recording this ahead of time. I know it's probably April when this comes out, or maybe it's January when you're watching this. It doesn't really matter. Right now, while I'm recording this, it's March and it's a school week. So I always put homeschool as one of my top three for the week on a homeschool week. Not because it's not going to happen if I don't put it on there, but because it is my reminder of where my attention needs to be this week. So my attention and my time is limited, and it is required of me to fulfill my responsibilities to homeschool. Therefore, it takes up my time, it takes up my attention, and it needs to take up space on my card. I can't just automatically assume all the things that will happen and then plan extras. Your weekly dashboard, your weekly planner are not for planning extras. They're actually for helping you keep track of what matters. And probably most of your time and attention is actually going to where it matters right now. It's just that instead of rejoicing that you're putting your attention where it matters most, you're disappointed that you didn't get to all the extras you had planned on getting to. We want to go back to realistic planning that does not waste your time. So I put homeschool on my list every homeschool week because that's where my mornings at least go every morning. I don't have time for much else when that's on the list. Then this week, I have the book clubs and the reading that goes along with my book clubs because that's a due date and it's going to take a number of hours. Because I have a book club actually tonight that I'm not finished with the book yet, but I have it planned on my day where that reading is going to fit. And then next week, I have another book club that I haven't started that book because I wasn't going to start it till after this book club. So that means this coming week we'll have more reading than usual, and it's reading with a due date and events on my calendar. So that means I have to account for that when I'm thinking about where is my time and attention and energy going. This week, I've got to make sure it goes there before I even think about scrubbing the bathtubs or cleaning out the fridge or some other project that might distract me. And then my final top three for the week this week is to proof the Simplified Organization Group Workbook, which will hopefully be coming out in 2 or 3 months. But for it to come out, I have to finish the words and send that off to the designer and give the designer and then the printer enough time. So that means I have a deadline. And that means that time is going to have to go there. So I've got my top three picked based on deadlines and where the bulk of my time actually needs to go this week. You know, if there's a family birthday or a holiday in a week, that becomes a weekly top three, because if I neglect that responsibility to do something else, then my time and attention is disordered. So this is my visual cue for reminding me of where my time and attention needs to go this week. Not where I would like it to go or what I hope to get done, but where my time and attention is owed. On top of that, I do keep track of my routines on my weekly dashboard. Instead of writing those out every single day or not tracking them at all, when I don't track my routines, I tend to do them less and less and less. And I need to do them more and more and more. And that means tracking them and being honest with myself. Like, did I actually do it or did I just think about doing it? Thinking about doing your routine doesn't actually accomplish anything. So I keep track of whether or not I actually did my core routines that help keep everything functional. I know that if I do these four routines, my house will stay decent and in order, totally functional, not embarrassing for anyone to come over, and ready for hospitality in about half an hour or less. So they're important and they are not overblown. They're not overcomplicated. They're core and sustainable and doable. So a morning routine, a 15-minute morning routine, a 15-minute evening routine, a 30-minute zone clean each day. And I, at this point, I know Mondays are kitchen, Tuesdays are bathroom and all that. So I just call it zone clean, 30 minutes in a zone. And then a transformation 10. Every day, just spend 10 minutes taking care of some hot spot, whatever is bothering me at the moment. If I do those four things in a day, we're good to go around the house. I talk more about creating your weekly housekeeping plan in my course, Sweep and Smile. Another great thing to do to focus your attention and your attitude with your weekly dashboard is to add a quote to your weekly dashboard, a quote, a verse, something to remind you of truth, some truth to latch onto in the midst of the day when your attention is scattered and you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Having a little nugget of focusing truth to zero in on is an amazing way to organize your attitude and stay cheerful in the midst of the day today. And that's really all you need. You don't need more than this. You could do more than this. And I do sometimes take notes on the back. That's the great thing about an index card, is it's double-sided. If there is more you need to keep track of, you can use the other side. And this can fit in your back pocket. You can keep it in your phone holder. It can go with you, and it's just trash at the end of the week. So it doesn't matter if it gets trashed throughout the week. It's just a cheap index card. It's not a keepsake. It's not an artifact of beauty. It is a working tool that helps us keep track of what is most important in our lives. Now, our plans do change day by day. So our weekly planner, even if it's just on an index card, does need to adapt with us throughout the week. And we need a daily plan as well as a weekly plan. But that can fit right on this same index card. And that's what we're going to cover in the next video. So you definitely don't want to miss out on how to use this card day by day. Watch that right here.